good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
Travel, the holiday, the focus on your life as we end the year 2011, all part of what's on all of our minds. Here, 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day Program, Roberta Fasanelli, Richie and I, Jennifer is off today. There's a move afoot to make it easier for soldiers to go through the TSA checkout, or check-in, not checkout. They check you out as you check in. And I was thinking, because the premise of this seems not particularly well thought out, government loves to do things without necessarily thinking them through. So listen, let's try to grasp this, Richie, for a second.
Okay.
The idea of making it easier for soldiers in uniform to go through the TSA check-in process, because it's not likely that they are going to present a danger to the traveling public. First thing that came into my mind, remember Major Hassan at Fort Bliss?
Of course, yes.
Yeah. He's going to be one of the guys you're going to want to make it easier for him to get on the plane. And this is not about the service men and women. It's about the whole system and how bad it is. But for them, the judgment to say in a blanket way, now maybe we're victims of the news media misinterpreting this, but I see it on two or three different sites and news sources today, how the TSA has proposed at year's end to make it easier for men and women who are in the military.
Sure.
To get through the check-in line.
I've got an idea.
Is that a good idea or not? Okay, what's
your
idea?
Well, I guess I should ask first, what is their proposed plan to make it easy? Because my plan would be, why not give them their own line so that they can go through the process in a speedy way? Still go through the process, just in case you have some whack job like Hassan.
Yeah.
But still go through the process.
How are you going to find that in the more expedited way? How are you going to, unless his name were on, they check
their
name.
I mean, their luggage,
against,
their carry-on luggage would still get screened, and they would still go through the little screener thing, or maybe get the pat down real quickly.
See,
instead of waiting in a 20-minute line, they wait in a line with five or eight other of their associates or peers and go through all together, and then boom, they're in and out.
See, I don't understand.
They should get that courtesy.
Travel, I don't know. How, has anybody ever experienced this? 800-510-8255, where you go through the line and your name is on a list. Remember what happened to Senator Kennedy a couple years before he died? Couldn't get on a plane because there's an Edward Kennedy on one of the do not fly lists. And so I've never been, they don't even check. When you stand
in
front of the podium.
I've been randomly before to get checked.
Yeah,
you know,
well, they used to do that. They don't
do
that anymore.
Every 10th guy in line, every 10th person, and you're that 10th person.
They don't do that anymore.
Whatever it is.
They stopped doing that because that was viewed to be unproductive. It took them 4 years to figure
that
out.
They decided that they're going to stop strip searching infants and senior citizens.
Right. Well, because they don't fit the profile of who they need to be checking out.
Duh.
But here's the other thing. Now,
not yet, anyway.
A proposal by the major airlines through their association to put their frequent flyers. For example, I'm one who has a certain level of flying achievement, if you will. So I'd automatically be put into a classification that would go through the line faster than the person or persons who don't travel that much.
Sure.
So in that way, they have a special line for the crews, and presumably the crews are, because they've really breezed through. I went through, a friend of mine works in Chicago, and she works on the other side of the check-in. So she had her check-in, they go through the process, but they don't do any serious checking on them because they see them every day. So she brought me through when I was catching a plane with her once, and I was in the line. Where right in front of me
were two
captains and a couple of flight attendants, et cetera, et cetera, and they just breezed right through.
Wait a minute.
What are you waiting for?
How do they know that you don't have associates holding her children captive at home?
I don't know.
With, you know.
And you talk about my conspiracy theories.
Right. And holding them hostage, and that you forced her to take you through the checkpoint.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I think anything's possible, Richie. They don't know that.
I'm calling Chicago O'Hare right now, and I'm going to report her.
Yeah, good. You don't know who she is.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. At any rate, the essence of this is how we're humans and we're fallible. Most of you have you go through these things and you become annoyed, and that's good because you ought to be annoyed because the whole thing is ridiculous the way it's done. But what do you do about it? And in this way, the more people make noise, the more you say to people that are of consequence. And this is why I think the protest movement is so important for people to get involved in, for them to understand what's going on. These are part of the things that people are protesting. They're just, and why do you think, to bring it back around to sort of a practical political point of view, Ron Paul, in the three states that are having early primaries, sees his biggest support with people who are 30 and under. Because these people are feeling the pinch of government getting in the way of everything. They see it, they don't like it, and they want to change it. And Ron Paul is the poster boy for that sort of thing. The people who are older say, I don't understand what this guy's support is. Well, people who are my age also are big supporters of his because they've seen in a lifetime how things have changed so dramatically to being the government is your enemy in everything. And the TSA checkpoints, it's the malfeasance. It's not that it's not a good idea to check people out. You should be checked out, but there are ways of doing it. Again, I go back to Israel. When we were in the line to get on the plane to come back here, what was it, a week ago Monday, there was a man who came out, and he asked us questions. He looked us over, checked out the bag,
right.
But he did it with everybody, and it was done
right.
In one fell swoop. Did we go? I didn't go through an X-ray machine even. I didn't.
What kind of questions do they ask you?
They ask you what you do for a living. They ask you where you were born. They ask you about
plain questions, but they wait to see your answers.
They look in your eyes.
Yeah, and they can tell
they are
whether
trained
you're kind
to
of
look at your body language.
Whether it's a natural response because I was actually born in Kensington, Maryland, and I'm not going to have to think about that. So I'm going to have to dart
instant,
my eyes.
You're right, Richie.
Okay, but that's
it's
not. But that's not. That wouldn't fly here because it's subjective.
Well,
it's subjective. Where were you born? How is that subjective?
It's subjective. Rather than asking you where you were born, here you'd have to show a documentation showing where you were born.
Well, we have to do that anyway.
No, you still do that, but this is just a casual conversation,
passport.
And they're looking at your response times
and
your mannerisms as you answer
screening.
These casual questions.
I did
well,
not
again,
go
it's profiling,
through.
And people go crazy over that.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but
to what purpose do they go crazy
now
over it?
But they did tell you. I mean, we had the president of LL Airlines on the show, and he said the reason we can do this is because we're a small country.
Yeah,
and obviously this could not. He said himself, you could not do this in the United States. There's
and 35 planes on
exactly.
LL. That's it. So,
exactly.
But there has to be a modification of this that has value. And certainly, going back to
sure.
the troop, the premise for this conversation was, those of you who are in uniform, as you go through the normal procedure here, are you entitled to different screening than those of us who are not wearing military guard?
I was when I was in L.A., 6 or 8 months ago, we're in line at the rental car place, just picking up our cars after the airport. And the line was long. It was out the door. It was going to be 45 minutes to an hour to get your car.
Yeah.
And by the time I finally got up to the front, there was a woman in uniform all the way at the back of the line. And I was going to be the next person. And I didn't want to make a scene or anything, so I just kind of stepped back towards her and I said, would you like to take my place in line? And she wouldn't
aww.
Do it.
Really?
And I said, no, really, go ahead and take my place in line. And she's like, no, that's okay, that's fine. And she didn't want the attention. You know, she was like, I don't want the special treatment.
Yeah.
You could definitely tell she appreciated it, but she didn't want to be treated special. I guess she just feels like she was doing her job, and I'll wait in line.
Yeah, that's okay. Fair enough, if that's your choice.
But I think they should get the special treatment.
Well, that's okay. Maybe she doesn't. American Airlines always lets the people who are in uniform go with the first wave of people in first class. And
sure.
American is run by
right.
lots of people who are in the military.
Yep.
So
why
they have that favor. I don't have a problem with that. What difference does it make?
Right.
It's little price to pay. It doesn't take anything out of your hide if somebody like that go on the plane first. So what? Now, whether you've been the problem here is that we have been overly generous with our use of the word hero. People who put themselves on the line, people whose lives have been jeopardized, people like J.R., is it Martino? What's his name? J.R., isn't it? J.R. Martino?
Yeah, the guy who won the Purple Heart.
Yeah. Right. He was on Dancing with the Stars. Right. Those people are heroes. Those people have put their lives on the line. We have thousands of them who have done that. And those are the people that deserve special treatment. I'm sorry.
Hey,
those
hey,
of you who get
pissed
off at me because somebody's wearing a uniform and he's doing a job at a desk, those people are not putting themselves
back
online.
In the 80s when I would have been of age, for me to enlist would have meant just giving up 4 years of my time. Nowadays, for you to enlist, you have no idea where you're going to go or what you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
You could be in harm's way. Once you sign that paper, you don't know. So for me, anybody who signs the paper to go in right now, knowing that they could be seeing action somewhere, and then it's likely that they will get deployed to somewhere where there's something going on.
Because there's nothing going on anymore.
There's still stuff going on.
No, not. There are almost 2 million people in the service. There are not going to be 2 million people going to Afghanistan.
I got a buddy who was just sent to, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, Somalia.
Right.
They got stuff going on down there, and then Korea's heating up.
Yeah. Well, but again, why are we involved in all this stuff? We're back to being the policemen of the world.
That's another conversation.
There's all kinds of conversations we can have here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, we have to do something that keeps us on the air. One of those strange little things. Those little pesky things called commercials. 18 past the hour, you're listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
In the know, a new Duracell survey reveals nearly 90% of parents want to create a memorable holiday season for their kids. Grammy-nominated musician and dad, Chris Daughtry, has teamed up with the Battery brand for their holiday insurance program.
This holiday season, Duracell is providing helpful tips and giving away this year's hottest toys to Facebook fans each and every hour. In addition, 30,000 Duracell batteries will be donated to kids in need to power their holiday toys.
Find out more at Facebook.com/Duracell.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Okay, Elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out, tech is in. I know, we just built the wooden ducky assembly. But Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out laptops, e-readers, and printers like the HP PhotoSmart for $59.99 with an instant $90 savings. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices good through 12/24.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
It's pretty exciting. The Wednesday, December 21st birthday list. We're two-thirds of the way through the last month of 2011. A few days away from Christmas. Tough time of year to have a birthday. My daughter's birthday is next week. I always thought it's kind of tough to have
so
a birthday.
Mine.
My wife's birthday is Christmas Day.
Victoria's the 28th.
Yeah. When's yours, Roberta?
Roberta's June.
Victoria.
Oh, you said June.
I'm in June, but Victoria's December 28th.
Yeah.
No, you said your daughter, Doug, and so she said so is mine.
Oh, so is mine means my daughter.
Right.
Got it.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm
right.
clued in now. So happy birthday to Ray Hildebrand, who is Paul of Paul and Paula. Hey, Paula.
Oh, yeah.
I want to marry you. You remember that?
Yep.
All right, so that's his story. Joe Paterno's birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday, Joe.
This date.
Wonder what he's going to get.
Wow. You know,
probably a subpoena.
Yeah. Well, he's going through treatment for some kind of cancer, it seems to me.
Yeah. Hey, karma, man. That's what a shame, but karma will come and get you every time, brother.
Phil Donahue's birthday is today, married to Marlo Thomas, but best known for his TV talk show. He really started it all.
Yep.
Phil Donahue, born this day, 1935. Jane Fonda, Academy Award-winning actress for Coming Home and Include and Barbarella. It should have been called Booberella. The China Syndrome. She was married for a long time to Ted Turner, daughter of Henry Fonda, sister of Peter. Yada, yada, yada. Made a lot of money in exercise videos. You probably don't even remember that, Richie. But
I do remember that. Yeah, the leggings.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And actually, she's got a new video out.
Right?
She was just making the circuit just last week talking about her new video for for the Boomers.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
So that's good. She's a good-looking woman. Next, we try with all of our birthday participants to find if they're musicians. Music. That we can say is Christmas music. This is Gee Whiz, It's Christmas, sung by Carla Thomas. Carla Thomas was one of those people that was in the early Motown movement. A baby, I'm yours. I'll bring it on home with you. What a fool I've been. That kind of stuff. Lovey Dolly. She's been in a couple of groups as well. So born this day, 1942. She's 69 today. Happy birthday to her. Let's see here. We have Jared Martin, actor in the new Gladiators and Karate Warrior in those sorts of films. Happy birthday to Michael Thomas, who is a jazz band conductor. It's also a birthday of Samuel L. Jackson. This is from Pulp Fiction. You know, that he was in.
And I will rain down upon you.
Yeah.
When he reads
Die Hard. This guy's been in so many movies. He always is working. He just goes from one movie, like John Wayne.
He was
one
classic
movie to the next movie, to the next movie. Anybody wants him to be in a movie, he's there. Die Hard with a Vengeance, Pulp Fiction, Do the Right Thing, More Better Blues, Jungle Fever, Jackie Brown, Sphere, Rules of Engagement, Shaft, Star Wars, Phantom Menace, Star Wars. He's
been in every movie ever made.
He's been in a lot of movies. He's very prolific. So, happy birthday. See, Josh Mozell, Josh Mostel from the City Slickers series. Richie, you know him?
I do.
Yeah, born this day 1946. Nick Gilder, born this day 1951. This is his only hit, Hot Child in the City, his only claim to fame.
Canadian,
You got it. Yeah, he's Canadian, All right, next up is Betty White.
No.
Not Betty White. Betty Wright. Actually, it is Betty White's birthday this week, I think, too.
Yeah, I think we did talk about her, yes.
Yeah, right, right. Betty Wright is the cleanup woman. Another, like Carla Thomas, same story, basically. Detroit backup singer and had one or two hits. Let's see here. Tony Lewis. Got him, Richie?
From the outfield. Yes, I do.
The outfield. 54 today. Happy birthday to him. And everybody else, happy birthday today. It's 28 past the hour.
It's called buyer's remorse.
80% of the discretionary items we buy, we express regret about having purchased within a year of having purchased them.
And a lot of those purchases are hasty ones, grabbed on impulse. I'm Aileen Ellis with this AARP money-saving tip from Primetime Focus. We've all said, I can't believe I bought that. But how do we stop ourselves when we get that overwhelming urge to splurge? Jeff Yeager writes about how not to spend a lot of money.
Wait a week between the time you see an item in the store and when you go back to buy it. And I'm talking about a discretionary purchase, you know, not food or something like that. But if you do that, wait a week, I predict that half the time you will never go back to buy the item.
And if you do decide to buy it, you'll feel better because you thought it over carefully and weren't impulsive. But sometimes it's impossible to walk away when a picture of the thing is sitting right there on your coffee table. Junk mail always tempts you in your home. So Jeff got the deliveries of those tempting ads stopped through a website called 41pounds.org.
The 41 pounds, believe it or not, refers to the amount of mail, junk mail, that the average American adult receives, 41 pounds per year.
Finally, on big ticket items like that new car that feels so good to test drive, try renting it first. Maybe after a few days it won't feel so great and it won't look like such a good deal after all. Jeff Yeager has a new book coming out in March called Don't Throw That Away. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Dear Santa, I've been a loyal elf, but I'm wearied of making choo-choos, dollies, and the exclusionary politics of reindeer games. So I'm leaving you for Office Max. They sell gifts for less, sir. Laptops, tablets, e-readers, and more. They have highly trained helpers and helpyourself.com. Oh, I'll miss the way you ho, ho, ho. But I'm going tech, sir. Going tech.
Get a new tablet. The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Of December. Roberta Fasanelli loves what she's doing, otherwise she'd be doing something else. Rich McFadden loves what he's doing, otherwise he'd be doing something else. Doug Steffen loves what he's doing, otherwise he'd be doing something else. And obviously, Jennifer doesn't love what she's doing because she is doing something else.
That's right. So, or maybe she loves that something else that she's doing.
That could be it, Richie. But the way we achieve success is to love, not like. You gotta love. I'm talking about success that we normally would apply to business, but I think you can apply this to anything that you do, what your hobby is. If you're shopping, do you love to shop? You'll do a good job. You don't like to shop? You'll do a horrible job. I know I don't like to shop, so I don't. I know I do a terrible job. And I think this, the application of this and how you approach jobs in your life, whether it's what you do for a living, and let's face it, raising a family is a job. And if you don't like
it,
you're not going to do a good job at it.
Yeah.
Right? Working with spouses, it's a job to have a relationship.
Yep.
It really is. So you got to, it has to present you with a degree of pleasure. If you derive pleasure more than pain from your relationship, then it's a good one to stay in. If you don't, then it isn't a good one. I see that Sam Shepard and Jessica Lange have separated. They've been together, unmarried, though, for 35, 40 years. They're both in their 60s, and they're just tired of each other. And that happens, too, a lot. So we're going our separate ways. It's more work to stay there than it is. And people say, well, it may be worth it if you really... That's the measure. If it's worth it, then it isn't more work than not. It is required of all of us is work. For anything that's worthwhile. I just think that that's a premise that people have to wrap themselves around. So if you failed in something, for example, you failed in love, what does that mean? It means that you don't like it more than you do like it. And that's not something that I don't... people are too tough on themselves sometimes. You know, we're not, as human beings, made to be mated with one person our entire life. Whether you think that that's true or it isn't true, there is nothing in mammalia, with the exception of the penguins that I know of, and there's one other species that mate for life.
Well, swans, right? Swans
do.
Life.
Did
yeah.
lions?
Yeah,
and
there's several species that do.
Okay, but for the most part, it is not. It's a labor, and it's not always a labor of love. And so I think you just to look at all of these things. If you find things that you love, the correct compensation will come. And the only way to find something you love is to find something that's more pleasure than pain. I think that's it. Bottom line. More pleasure than pain. So, what does that say about some of the smaller chores, the bigger things? One of the big tests this time of year is to keep your cheer. Is it more work? I go back to what I asked you a few minutes ago. To go shopping, is it drudgery? Is it horror? And with me, the answer is yes. So that's why I don't do it. Because whatever I did wouldn't be of any value anyway. And so you got to look at things that way. You don't have to, but it seems to me to make good common sense to look at these sorts of things that way. And, Richie may agree or disagree. Roberta may agree or disagree. That's what makes for a good horse race. It's all about what your own experience is. I don't want to fight with people and never have. And many of you don't want to either, because oftentimes the fights are about nothing. They go no place, and all they do is underscore the differences that you have. So you got to. But do you just run away and hide, and you don't get involved in relationships? If that's what we're talking about, I don't think that's like being dead. Why would you not want to try to pursue? There's no magic time. Richie waited until he was later to get married, got a good wife, a nice family. And things are, quote-unquote, normal there. Roberta's had her ups and downs. I've had my ups and downs. Roberta stuck with a lot longer than I did. I am not interested, frankly, in going through that stuff. And people say, well, you don't find the right people, or you don't attract the right people, or you're too fussy, or whatever it is. But you know what? There's no skin off anybody's nose except mine for that. If I haven't the ability... or for whatever the reason I'm too fussy, whatever it is. That's my stuff. And it really annoys me when somebody tries to be judgmental about how I am. And sometimes Richie's like that. He runs off my back now because I know where he's coming from. He's always trying to jack me up a little.
Nah, I would never do that.
Oh, of course not.
Not me.
No. But everybody's put to the test more at holiday time than any other time. It's just, that's the way it is. And so when you get brought into circumstances and you don't like to be with your spouse or your better half or whatever, or maybe you've been divorced and you somehow or other get thrown back into the circumstances of being with these people. I remember one of the most miserable Christmases I ever spent was when I think it was the first or second year Tony remarried to this other guy who was the lawyer. And he was a complete a-hole. I always thought that. I didn't like the way he treated my children. And the kids got to, he sort of mellowed out after a while. But when I came, Tony invited me for Christmas. And so I was there with the kids. And it was miserable. The guy was a jerk to me. He was just trying to show me that he was the man because he's now married to my former wife and my children.
Oh, good Lord.
He was one of those guys.
There's nothing about that situation that says to me, good idea.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
your ex-wife invites you to her new husband's house, their house, yeah. for Christmas,
but she did
something inside me internally would have
to be with the kids.
I understand that. I totally understand that. Okay.
Yeah.
But as nice as that would be, there's something in there that's just got to go off inside you internally that just says, danger, danger. Warning,
the second time, yes. I didn't do it again after that.
Yeah.
At any rate. But that's just one of the many things that present themselves that test your holiday cheer. There are a lot of other things. The crowded planes, the traffic on the highway, the weather, the things that go on in the stores when people are fighting over this, that, or the other thing, all of that stuff, even though we all have this goodwill at this time of year, it's tested by these circumstances, which have nothing to do with the original meaning of the celebration of Christmas. But still we have goodwill. Still we feel better. Still there's an energy that's wonderful and forgiving and positive and fulfilling. That's what I think. That's the word for this time of year for me. This is a wonderfully fulfilling time of year. Because one of the things that I hold nearest and dearest to me, getting along with people, is what is most important. Why can't we all get along? And we seem to much better at Christmas. Even in New York City, where Roberta is, people are pleasant. They're mm-hmm. happy to see you. I mean, sure, they're making a lot of money. What did you tell me? 51 million people are touring New York during the Christmas?
Yeah,
what did you came up with some outrageous number?
During the year, 51 million people visit New York City. And, yeah. and a vast number of them during
now,
the holidays.
Now, this time of year, yeah. Right.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, they walk right. so slow. Please, people, when you come to New York, right, please walk at the rate of New Yorkers. Nothing annoys us more
yeah.
than when you stop on the in the middle of Fifth Avenue in front of Saks when we're trying to get to our appointments and you're stopping and gawking. Right. Don't do that. Go out in the street or something.
But that's why we go to New York,
just
to stop and gawk. But you should be respectful of the people walking on the sidewalk.
I mean, if you see people like walking around you with these like annoyed looks on their faces, you know you're doing something wrong.
Really?
But we love you. Come visit us, please.
Yeah. Spend your money.
Spend your money here. It was billions of dollars last year.
Oh, yeah. And Steve, people are still putting off buying their gifts. Some of them, I think there's probably some intelligence to this, the fact that people are not buying now because they figure they're going to be...
Roberta, you did that last year. Your daughter wanted Christmas. Something, and you knew that the week after Christmas it would be going on sale big time, and
yep.
you told her, say, listen, and it was like a computer or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a computer, and you told her, listen, wait till the 26th, and then we'll go out and get it.
Yeah, what's
difference? Well, I'm redoing a kitchen right now, and I'm waiting till after the 1st to buy all the appliances.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I have everything picked out. I know exactly what I want.
It'll be big sales.
Yeah. But I'm waiting till
big
after
sales.
The 1st.
Big sales.
You're silly so to buy anything now.
Very silly. 17 before the hour.
By the way.
Yes, Rich.
You know how I love to buy... whenever I go buy a computer, a television, or something like that, I look for the open box.
Beat them down, yeah, right.
You beat them down as much as just try to find a deal, and then, yes, then I beat them down.
Yeah, right.
But I always try to buy the one that some poor dumb guy bought, took it home, and his wife browbeat him and made him bring it back.
Yep.
And I was able to do this the other day with the, you know, you get the, you know, present for the kids, and... I had one, and I went into the guitar center. I wanted to buy one of those electronic drum kits. And the guy didn't have any left. So I said, what about that one hanging up on the wall?
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, yeah, I could sell you that one. Yeah. It'd be a demo model. I was like, has anybody used it? He goes, no, we took it out of the box, hung it on the wall. Mm. I was like, so it's basically the only difference is it's already put together. He goes, yeah. Saved $250.
Yep. There's a lot of things... to be aware
ask,
of.
Ask for the one on the shelf, man. It's totally worth it.
Be aware of how this stuff is sold. Just as a P.S., by the way, yesterday we were talking about Saab going bankrupt. Today they announced that they are no longer honoring any warranties. No more Saab warranty because they're bankrupt. So General Motors has said, stepped up to the plate because most of the, they belong to General Motors.
Right.
General Motors sold the
cars.
So GM says, we'll stand behind the warranty. What a sad man. There are tons of these, by the way, new cars. I'd love to buy. I bet you could buy a new Saab for half
you
price.
Know,
I'd love to go buy a new Saab and you know you take your chances with
you gotta, it. That's exactly it. You got to be able to read the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah.
Buy
two.
Right. That's when I was in the car business. When I was in the car business for almost 15 years, and when I was in the car business, people used to call me up and say, "I'm looking at a Jaguar. What do you think?" And I would say, "Buy two.
Yeah.
One to drive when the other one is in the shop."
Yep.
Because
yep.
it's going to be all the time. And now
well,
Jaguars
are very reliable. But I would, I'm telling you, if there was a real special.
The company's in trouble. They're going out of business. You don't want to be attached to that, man.
Yeah, I do.
For this
yep.
exact reason.
No, I'd do it. If I could buy it.
I know you
price,
would.
Absolutely.
But you're not normal.
And by the way, you drive it until the wheels fall off because you'll never get any money to try. If you try to resell it, forget it.
What are you
going to
do for parts?
I'm going to buy two, and the other one becomes a parts car. That's what I'm going to do.
A waste
otherwise,
of money.
Otherwise, I'll have, you know, I'm talking like a guy who could buy a new car.
Right,
but if I were buying a car, I would buy two new Saabs. I would. for the price of one. You're going to be able to
do that. And you still lose money.
Nah. Well, I'll drive it until they stop.
Never buy a new car. You know better than that. Never buy a new car.
Well,
I'll never let you buy a new car.
Here's the guy who says, I have two 1969 Mercedes 300 station wagon diesels sitting in a lot. I'm trying to figure out, I just kind of ran out of money. I'm going to make one good one out of those two.
Is this the one you tried to pawn off on me a couple of years ago?
No, okay. No, these two are really, I've got one that's got a good body and the other one's got a good engine and transmission. So I'm going to put them together.
Good old cars.
Yeah. Oh, great. They are great cars.
Yep.
Great, great cars. Speaking of things that are great, if you are looking at those wrinkles on your face and you want to do something about it, the Fountain of Youth has the way to fix the problem, to firm up your skin. Up to 128% better. People are reporting after they take all the pictures. I've looked at some of these. It decreases the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, increases hydration, reduces redness on your face, increase radiance, improved elasticity. All of that comes with the Organic Attitudes Fountain of Youth Youth Serum, Anti-Aging Serum. Yours free by going online to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, and get your free bottle before Christmas. Go online now, looking for the Fountain of Youth. Fix your face. It's free. A free face fix. How's that, Roberta? Face fix from Fountain of Youth. Organicattitude.com, enter radio code GOODDAY.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false, Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
It's our 50% off sale at Toys R Us. Get 50% off top-selling toys from Barbie, Leapfrog, Fisher-Price, and more. And buy one, get one 50% off all Nerf and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Dog tags ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's yellow, not white, I've been there tonight, marking up my winter wonderland. Smell that tree, there's my fragrance. It's the sign for wandering vagrants. Avoid where I pee, it's my property, marked up in my winter wonderland. In the meadow, Dad will build a snowman, following the classical design. Then I'll lift my leg and let it go, man, so all the world will know that's mine. Straight from me to the fence post, flows my natural incense at thy boast. Stay off my turf, the small piece of earth, I marked it as my winter wonderland.
You are so weird.
God help me.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
That's
everybody
on radio. I need a new job.
Please.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
The housing market has a pulse, and that's good news all the way around. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. For quite a while now, the housing market has struggled, to say the least. To put it another way, it's been in the dumpster. But wait, we're seeing signs of a budding recovery. In this case, we're talking about housing starts and building permits. So let's get to work. I'm not bad with a saw in my hand. In November, the numbers were very good for housing starts and building permits. In fact, we hit 18-month highs in both categories. Walter Maloney of the National Association of Realtors puts it up late. Hello! Thank you. He puts the numbers in perspective for us.
The housing starts this year is still going to be relatively low by historic terms, but is slated to see some improvement next year.
Maloney goes on to tell us what we already know. The housing market has been slow to recover, but there are plenty of positive signs.
We've had the housing market scraping along bottom, particularly with new home sales. New home sales this year are setting a record, and construction activity as well.
And Maloney says there is one way to increase new home sales.
We need to really see a stronger increase in the existing home market so that more inventory can be absorbed, and that will be the thing that we really need to see demand for new housing.
Makes sense. If all the existing homes up for sale are sold, there will be a demand to build new homes. Now, all of this comes after a report earlier this week that showed builder optimism at an 18-month high. And yesterday's positive news about the housing market led to a banner day on Wall Street. We'll have those numbers for you shortly. The bottom line, there is cautious optimism concerning the housing market. A true rebound in housing could trickle down to a rebound everywhere else. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, J.D. Davis for Snow Country. Brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont. America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains. Resort living with award-winning children's programs. Family fun guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. The holiday week is approaching and more train is coming on board almost every day. In Colorado, Telluride with 57 runs from 17 lifts. That's already over 60% of the mountain open at Telluride. Wolf Creek in Colorado, they have all 42 miles at full operation. Jackson Hole into Wyoming's fifth up some natural snow this season. They have over 60 runs, while at Grand Targhee in Wyoming, all 74 trails, they're at full operation.
on the eastern mountains, waiting for more cold weather again. Sunapee's jumped it up to a dozen runs in New Hampshire, also at Attache with six trails from four different lifts. Whiteface in the Adirondacks of New York, 17 runs are ready to ride. Hunter to the Catskills with up over 20 trails. That's half of the runs open in Hunter. Big Boulder on to Pennsylvania, cruising on a half a dozen runs with some packed powder mixed in. More details are at snailcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
As we mentioned, those housing numbers led to a very nice day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow up 336 points, closing at 12,102. S&P and NASDAQ with solid gains as well. Lawmakers are leaving on a holiday recess without resolving the issue of the expiring payroll tax cut for workers, and that means millions of Americans will see their taxes go up next month. The House voting yesterday to shoot down the bipartisan bill passed by the Senate to preserve the tax cut for 2 months. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi said Democrats wanted to get this done.
But apparently the Tea Party tail is wagging the elephant.
A clever line that one of Pelosi's staffers must have come up with. No way she came up with that herself. Nearly 6 in 10 Americans, by the way, say the nation's tax system is in serious need of an overhaul. A new Pew Research Center survey also shows what frustrates the nation's taxpayers the most is their sense that the wealthy don't pay their fair share of taxes. The National Hanukkah Menorah Lighting was held last night in Washington, D.C. The president's own U.S. Marine Band performed at the annual ceremony on the Ellipse, which dates back to 1979 during the Carter administration. Those who attended the ceremony enjoyed donuts, hot Hanukkah latkes, and free personal menorah kits. And finally, some celestial news for you today. For the first time, scientists have found two planets outside of our solar system that are about the same size as Earth. And yes, this is a big deal. Harvard astronomy professor David Charbonneau says the planets are called Kepler-20e and Kepler-20f, but alas, size isn't the only thing that matters when it comes to planets.
Kepler-20e and 20f are just the right size, but they're too hot, and therefore not going to be habitable.
You know what's also too hot? Your audio level. You would think scientists would be able to check the gain on the volume when talking into the mic. Whatever. Professor Charbonneau is nonetheless very excited about this same size thing, saying it may eventually lead to finding Earth's twin. And if we do find Earth's twin, it'll be interesting to see if Kim Kardashian's marriage lasted longer there, or if Donald Trump is actually taken seriously there. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at Best Buy and BestBuy.com, save 50% on all in-store Kodak Hero and other Kodak all-in-one printers. This week only at Best Buy. Valid through Saturday, December 24th. Lowest ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges, available in single quantity pricing.